Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's do this. Let's go to Dave Schrader, our buddy from WBAY-TV in Green Bay, listening to us and hanging out with us, and going to be joining us down in Miami, as a matter of fact, as well. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you, Bill?
So when do you leave? You heading down on Saturday or when?
I'm going to head down Monday, get there in time for opening night, big media night.
Okay, cool. Well, it should be opening night's always a fun night because then you get introduced. Where is it? Is it over where the Heat play, if I'm not mistaken?
I think it's at Marlins Park, actually.
Really? Okay. Well, that's where they're going to hold the big Bud Light concert coming up at the end of the week, so that'll be even better. Because I've only been to Marlins Park one time, so I'm looking forward to going back and kind of meandering through the thing, so should be good. Hey, it's unfortunate that the Packers aren't following us down there. However, I was asked today what the Packers could have done differently, if anything, to win that ball game. Do you think that the Packers could have done anything differently to win that ball game?
Schematically, I'm not quite so sure. I mean, they needed a better start. They needed to avoid turnovers, maybe go for it on that fourth and short from midfield at the start of the game. I know if you're Matt LaFleur, you're saying, okay, we don't want to ruin any momentum we might have by giving them the ball at midfield. But I think you had to expect that you were going to have to score some points to keep up with the 49ers on that day. That's about the only thing I would think, because they were loading the box against the run and they were still getting the ball run down their throats. I'm not sure schematically how you fix that one, but I think the turnovers killed them. I remember the regular season meeting. It was a one or two score game, and then the Niners got three scores in the final 3 minutes of the first half. And then you sit there and you watch the Packers. They're down 10-0, and then 3 minutes to go in the half, and they're down 27-0. The fumbled snap exchange was so big. The Packers could drive in, maybe make that a closer game at the half. And then the interception at the end, I mean, if they just run out the clock there, they're only down 20-0. It got out of hand before the half for the second time in a row, and that's just a tough pill to swallow if you're the Packers, because you had to feel like there's no way it's going to go worse than the first time, and then the exact same things happen.
With all the free agents that this team now has, is there anybody you feel has to come back?
I think Mason Crosby is underrated, and I know a kicker doesn't impact as many plays as an offensive or defensive guy in terms of number of snaps, but he can impact an outcome a lot more, you know, because kicking in the cold is an acquired skill. College guys, even if you draft a college guy who played in the Midwest, the college season only goes till the end of November. And as we know, the weather in December and January can be far, far different than November. And when they're kicking in bowl games, it's not cold weather when it is December and January. So I would say Mason Crosby, you got to bring him back unless someone's offering him an absolutely insane amount of money. But I'd try to re-up and get him done before free agency opens.
What about Brian Bulaga?
Brian Bulaga is an interesting one. He is an older player. He has an injury history. That said, he is one hell of a right tackle, and I believe he wants to finish his career as a Packer. If they can get him for the right price, absolutely. But you've seen in the past, they let go of TJ Lang. They traded Josh Sitton. They let other people walk that were too expensive at that position. Yes, that was under the Ted Thompson era, not the Brian Gutekunst era. But I think Bulaga is a great player for a few more years for the Packers, but I wouldn't necessarily break the bank to keep him, because I think you have a very versatile guy in Billy Turner on the inside that can kick out and maybe play tackle for you if needed, if you're able to find someone to then man that guard position at an above-average level.
Really? You think Billy Turner can kick out and play right tackle?
I think he's a versatile guy. He's played all up and down the line in his past at Denver, and I think he's a beast. And I think it's best if you can keep him at guard. But if Bulaga somehow gets away in free agency, I wouldn't be shocked if you can get something out of Turner.
Do you think that Bulaga is going to find something more than 3 years?
I think the Packers are going to be able to keep him, because I think other people are going to look at his injury history. The Packers know him the best. They know his skill set the best. I think he might be worth more to the Packers than other teams, but then again, there's always these bidding wars. Teams get desperate when free agency opens. It'll be interesting. I think the Packers would love to get something done before free agency opens, but if Bulaga is able to test the market, I wouldn't be shocked if someone throws a ton of money at him. It happens all the time for players that are far inferior to Brian Bulaga.
Yeah, I would say 2 years.
Guys,
yeah, I'd say, you know, if I'm the Packers, maybe I offer him a 2-year deal, front loaded. So if you got to get rid of him after a year, you do. The only way I let Bulaga go is if I have somebody that I know can fill the bill. And I just don't know if anybody on this team has that ability to go out and just play right tackle and not skip a beat. You know what I mean?
I will say Alex Light had his ups and downs when forced into action, but Bell here, I mean, I know he was in retirement, came out of retirement. He manned that spot admirably in the playoffs against the Seahawks team that doesn't have the best pass rush. But I think Brian Bulaga is an excellent football player, but the NFL is a tough business, and nothing shocks me when it comes to what players are they part ways with and what players get big deals elsewhere.
Moving on to Aaron Rodgers, and by the way, we're talking with Dave Schrader from WBAY-TV in Green Bay. So the argument for Rodgers has been that he didn't look interested, he looked old, he looked beat up, and then he comes out and says he had a great year, fun year, it was fun again, talks about the window, seems somewhat energized after the ball game. Give me your thoughts on Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers desperately wants to get back to another Super Bowl, and after the 14 loss, it was, we got to keep our foot on the gas pedal, can't be conservative. After the 16 loss, it was comments directed at GM Ted Thompson, we have to be all in. After this NFC title game loss, perhaps the biggest butt-kicking of them all, I mean, the Atlanta one got out of hand, but this, they were depleted then. This was a butt-kicking, and for him to come out and say the things he did about Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, his ultimate vote of confidence in both of those guys as the reason that he thinks the window's open and that they're going to win one of these real soon, as he said, it's a different tune to me. Aaron Rodgers, very, very upbeat. I know he's now 36 years old, but this is going to be a draft with depth at tight end and receiver, and I think that's perhaps a reason that you didn't see a Brian Gutekunst pull the trigger on a trade for, say, an Emmanuel Sanders at the trade deadline. He's looking ahead saying, we're going to get a lot of guys younger than a 32-year-old Emmanuel Sanders, and they're going to help a lot in the future. Perhaps Brian Gutekunst overplayed his hand with his current crop of receivers. I think they thought they had more than they actually did with some of those guys. But I think Rodgers sees the future's bright. Equanimee St. Brown was starting to develop chemistry with Rodgers as a rookie and then got injured last training camp. I think Rodgers has reasons for optimism, but then again, he's not getting any younger either. And his legacy definitely needs another Super Bowl to cement him as one of the all-time greats in terms of resume, not just talent in this league.
Blake Martinez, obviously very tearful and, you know, almost sounded as if he wasn't coming back, and he very well may not come back. But to me, there is a physicality that needs to be had right now at that linebacking position, whether it's somebody alongside him or they just let him go and find somebody else. It's not easy, but that's the area that I think if you look at this defense, you say you need to upgrade maybe another line position and you need to upgrade that middle linebacking position.
Yeah, Blake Martinez is a consummate pro, a steady tackler. He just, I think, has some speed limitations. I mean, he's plenty physical when he gets there. It's just a matter of speed, I think. I think he's a great inside backer if you have the dynamic speed guy with him. But with how much you play sub-packages and how much the Packers would like to play, maybe Raven Green, I don't know if that's because they didn't have someone else or if they're really that high on Raven Green, which we didn't get to see much this year because of his injury. But it may well have been Blake Martinez's last game, but that's not to diminish what he did as a Packer for 4 years. He made a lot of tackles. I believe he led the league in tackling 2 of the last 3 years. That's impressive. It means guys aren't getting the job done up front all the time, but it also means that Blake Martinez isn't missing a lot of tackles. So I think that if you are able to upgrade speed there and get a physical guy, you can do wonders. Just look at what the Niners have in Fred Warner. He's a guy that can cover sideline to sideline. His pick six against Jared Goff on Thanksgiving night, I think was Christmas Eve night, or whatever that game was, where the pick six that Fred Warner had that kind of determined home field advantage. If the Rams don't throw that pick six, I believe they beat those Niners. You needed 2 third-and-16 conversions to win anyways, even without that. And then the Packers would have had home field regardless of what happened in the Seattle Niners game in Week 17. So, you know, when you see a guy like that who can be physical up the middle and the thumper and get to the sidelines all the way to the hash marks and beyond, that's what you want from the inside linebacker position. And Blake is great, but I'm not sure he quite has that elite speed.
Does Mike Pettine, and see, I like Pettine. I like what he does and the versatility he has. And but this was a defense that just got shredded. And he ran base most of that game. I was watching it again last night. He ran base most of that game. It wasn't like he was doing a bunch of funky things with safeties and corners, and they were just out physical. I mean, he was putting his best of the best in, and they were just getting beat up. I don't know what more Mike Pettine could have done.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it. I mean, it's one of those things where, what are you going to do as a coach? What button are you going to push when you keep pushing the stop run button, dare them to pass button, live and die by the pass, let Garoppolo beat you button? But I don't know, because the Packers were so good against almost every other team in the league. They had the dud against the Chargers. They could have easily beaten the Eagles. They gave up some yards and points in the middle of the season, but were dominant in September, dominant near the end of December. I think the Niners were just a terrible matchup for this Packers team. I think the Packers could have beaten anyone else in the NFC and probably in the AFC. I don't know how the Ravens would have gone, but that, we'll never know. But I think that Niners matchup was just atrocious for the Packers on both sides of the ball.
See, I do too. I think that it was just they just ran into a bunch of football players. They ran into a bunch of physical guys and just couldn't overcome. And I even if they would have gotten that game at Lambeau Field, I don't know how you win physically over a team that can impose their will upon you. So that's the reason I think there's a couple more. And I don't think, look, I'm not saying that they're real far away. Like, they're eight players away. I think they're maybe three or four. I think, obviously, you need another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. And I think they've got to not only draft a wide receiver, but I think you need to find one in free agency.
Yeah, it wouldn't be terrible. I mean, so often we've talked about the Packers' undrafted receivers and all these guys, they did something on the field, and Aaron Rodgers will grow his relationship with them. And from there, you never know. You know, well, at the end of the day, perhaps some of these guys are playing about at the edge of their talent level, and maybe there isn't a second gear in it. There's no knock on these guys, but the Packers receiving core, seventh-round picks, fifth-round picks, and undrafted receivers alongside Devontae Adams. They do need some bona fide pedigree talent at the skill positions to help out. And speaking of home field advantage, you're not going to instantly get more physical at home, but an opponent that's not used to the cold does have to adjust to that. The footing at Lambeau is tricky, and the Packers know that better. And the crowd noise does help. It doesn't help you stop a run, albeit, but it does help your offense. I think there's no doubt about it. The Packers have a better first half offensively if they're at home. I just think they're better at home on offense.
Always good, Dave. We'll see you down there on Sunday, man. Sunday, Monday, and then we'll just hang out, and maybe we'll do something along the way, okay?
Sounds good to me, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Dave Schroeder from WBAY-TV in Green Bay joining us for a couple of minutes. Dave Schroeder from WBAY-TV in Green Bay joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.